The Fairbanks Catholic Diocese is marking its 50th anniversary this weekend. Events including a Sunday Mass will recognize the roles, good and bad, the church has played in communities across a large area of the state. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Pope established the Fairbanks Diocese on August 8, 1962, in response to growth of the Catholic Church in interior and western Alaska. Bishop Donald Kettler says the diocese is unique.
Our diocese is about the size of 1.5 Texases, 410,000 square miles, about 50 parishes, 35 of which are without roads, so you only can get there by airplane or by boat or snow machine in the wintertime.
The Fairbanks Diocese includes dozens of Alaska Native communities where Bishop Kettler says traditional spirituality melds well with Catholicism.
Their great love and relationship with nature, the world around them.
Chishamyo, that means the person of the universe, or the other word that they use was eye of the universe, so that sense of something bigger than themselves.
Sister Josephine Alawelwa grew up in the western Alaska village of Chivak, where she says Chupik beliefs naturally transferred to Catholicism.
They call it Chishangchak, that means you have to be awake, be conscious all the time.
The Catholic Church has not done a very good job of incorporating Native beliefs, but Bishop Kettler says it's working to change that.
Encourage the people to believe that their spirituality was not something bad over in the past, but is something very, very educational for the church as well.
A 50th anniversary Mass on Sunday will include reading, songs, and drumming representing several Alaska Native cultures. The Mass will also recognize the devastation of sexual abuse of children by Catholic clergy. Hundreds of abuse claims dating back decades in Native villages resulted in a legal settlement in 2009 and subsequent healing efforts by the church and communities. Bishop Kettler says the process has to go beyond apology.
First of all, we have to commit ourselves to saying that we're not going to forget what has happened, because we would never want this to happen again. And then secondly, we're going to do everything we can to protect our young people in the future.
Kettler says policies have been implemented to better screen and oversee clergy. This weekend's 50th anniversary events are expected to draw church officials and parishioners from across the state and nation. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.